It's all right. You may all come out and thank her.
But in the bullshit department, a businessman can't hold a candle to
three things.
Because I got to tell you the truth, folks. When it comes to bullshit, big time, major league bullshit, you have to stand in awe. In awe of
three things.
You waited too long to make your move, and now you're in the friend zone.
I'm trying to think, but nothing happens.
I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-R-T.
Listen to me, yo. Hey, you.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass.
Oh, yeah.
Come here, cutie. Hey, come here.
You, my pretty, and your little dog, too.
Why don't we all turn on together?
During my service in the United States Congress, I took the initiative in creating
three things.
Oh, it's true. It's true. It's true. It's true.
You stupid son of a bitch!
Get in the fast lane, Grandma! The bingo game's about to roll!
Incoming!
Hello?
Hello, alo, marhaba, alambik, osiyo, and hi. Welcome to Three Things Today. It's great to have you visit again. It always makes me very happy to know you're out there. Hey, guess what? I have stuff to impart, info to disperse, things to share. Trippy, huh? Let's get right to it.
Welcome to a new way to communicate. A new source of news, information, and computer software. Introducing American Online.
Hey, with American Online, I can just point and click.
Oh, wait. With American Online, you can send and receive email, even across the internet.
Hey, I've got email. Okay, I open the mailbox. No, that's not it. No.
American Online puts you in touch with information resources all across the country.
How do you get this thing open? Open! Application in use? What application? I can't even start any applications!
Call now for your free trial. You'll get free software and 10 hours of free online time your first month, which you can spend trying to figure out how to open your email box.
Socket timed out? What does that mean? Jesus, I hate this thing!
American Online. It's knowledge. It's power.
It sucks!
And thing number one today. Remember I told you a couple of weeks ago that coffee might well be considered a health drink following a study showing that it fights cancer with antioxidants and that as little as a cup a day could protect you from liver disease caused by alcohol? Well, now I have this bit of a thing about my beloved coffee, that is. That eye-opening jolt of Java in the morning may have yet another unexpected health benefit by reducing the risk of developing diabetes. Just be sure to hold the caffeine. A study published Monday in the Archives of Internal Medicine showed that postmenopausal women who consumed more than 6 cups of decaffeinated coffee daily had a 33% lower risk of developing type 2 diabetes than those who did not drink coffee at all. For those who drank 6 cups of regular coffee, the reduced risk factor was 22% compared to non-coffee drinkers. There appears to be a great potential for coffee to help reduce the risk of diabetes, said Mark Pereira, lead study author and associate professor at the University of Minnesota School of Public Health. The National Cancer Institute funded the study. Coffee is known to contain minerals, such as magnesium, and antioxidants that may aid in insulin sensitivity and possibly delay the onset of type 2 diabetes, the most common form of the condition. While previous studies have shown that drinking more coffee can lower the risk of diabetes, this study looked closer at the role of caffeine in particular. The study's findings suggested that other ingredients may play a more prominent role in the reduced risk. More than 20 million Americans have diabetes, with 6.2 million of those cases undiagnosed. People with type 2 diabetes either do not produce enough insulin for the body to process sugar, or their cells ignore insulin produced naturally. Having type 2 diabetes increases the risk for developing heart disease, kidney and nerve damage, or blindness. The study involved coffee intake and diabetes risk among 28,812 women in Iowa. In an 11-year period ending in 1997, 1,418 women were newly diagnosed with diabetes. Having a healthy diet, controlling your weight, and exercising are essential to preventing the onset of diabetes, but coffee drinking has the potential to further reduce that risk, and it may be necessary to rethink the idea that drinking coffee does more harm than good, said Pereira. And that is something I am perfectly willing to believe and go with, because I loves me some coffee. And just by the way, I still don't know how big a cup, quote-unquote, of coffee is. Again, if anyone knows, give me a heads up on that, will ya? And that's thing number one for today. All finished brewing. Until they find something else wonderful that coffee does. And I know they will. And I'll let you know.
This splash, I was taking a bath. Long about a Saturday night. A rub dub, she was fighting in the tub. Thinking everything was alright. Well, Mom started screaming, I wondered what for. I thought I only farted, but I did something more. And then a splish splash, I left something in the bath. Well, how was I to know it's more than farting going on? There was a splishing and a splashing. Tooting with a tooting, sucking and a dumping. Bing, bang, I saw the whole thing. Floating by my little rubber duck. Flip, flop, just spinning like a top. I thought my mom might have checked. It was round and round like a baby root. Good golly, said Mommy, that's some smelly poo. And well, a splish splash, she yanked me out the bath. And went and put my potty pants on. There was a swishing and a splashing. Tooting with a tooting. Grunting and a dumping.
And thing number two, Warren Buffett giving away lots of money. In fact, about $1.5 billion of it a year to the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, which will be used to seek cures for the world's diseases and improve American education, Bill Gates said Monday. Seems he thinks lots and lots of money can cure the top 20 diseases. I hope he is correct. As for Buffett himself, he said, "There's more than one way to get to heaven, but this is a great way," as he presented the biggest gift to Gates and $1 billion donations to his own foundation and the foundations run by each of his three children. "It's easy to sign. I just signed Dad," Buffett joked while handing one of the donation documents, a stock transfer letter, to his daughter, Susie Buffett. Buffett said he had made some suggestions about how to use the money, but he thinks their judgment above the ground is going to be a lot better than his from 6 feet under. Buffett said his children have known all along that much of their family's wealth would be given back to society. They consider themselves lucky. They don't consider themselves quite as lucky as if they had had a father with a different view. In a letter dated Monday, Buffett informed Bill and Melinda Gates that the first donation of Berkshire Hathaway Incorporated stock would go to the foundation next month. The foundation, which has assets of $30.6 billion, spends money on world health, poverty, and increasing access to technology in developing countries. In the United States, it focuses on education and technology in public libraries. The money from Buffett, who is 75 but considered strong and healthy, comes with a significant catch. The letter says Buffett wants all of his money to be distributed in the year it is donated and not added to the foundation's assets for future giving. The foundation gave away $1.36 billion in 2005, so the Buffett commitment would effectively double its spending. The gifts would be worth nearly $37 billion, which represents the bulk of the $44 billion that Buffett's stock holdings are worth today. 5/6 of the shares will be earmarked for the Gates Foundation. In his letter to the Gates Foundation, Buffett said he admired the foundation and wanted to extend its future capabilities. Until now, all the money given by the Gates Foundation has come from the couple themselves. In a statement over the weekend, Bill and Melinda Gates spoke of their relationship with Buffett over the last 15 years and his influence on their own philanthropy. "Warren has not only an amazing intellect, but also a strong sense of justice. His wisdom will help us do a better job and make it more fun at the same time," they said. The couple added that they were awed by Buffett's decision. The Buffett pledge requires that Bill and Melinda Gates remain alive and active in the policy setting and administration of the foundation. Bill Gates, the world's richest man, announced earlier this month that he would be stepping back from his day-to-day responsibilities at Microsoft Corporation in July 2008 so he can spend more time on the Seattle-based foundation. The foundation followed his announcement by saying Melinda Gates would also be taking a more active role in their philanthropic work. Buffett, the world's second richest man, said in an interview with Fortune magazine that the timing of the two announcements, which was 1 week apart, was just happenstance. Said Diana Aviv, president and CEO of Independent Sector, which is a nonprofit coalition of about 550 charities, foundations, and corporate giving programs that includes the Gates Foundation, Buffett's gift is really significant, not just for its size, but for its potential to encourage other giving. And she's sure there are lots of young, wealthy individuals who have made their fortunes and who are watching this very carefully. These business leaders are icons. Well, you know, she's right. And you also know she just said that to cajole even more money for her charities, which, if you think about it, is a pretty good thing. I'm sure glad that there are super-duper filthy, dirty, gajabillionaire rich folk out there that give back. It's only fair. Good job, Warren Buffett, and thanks a lot. That's thing number two for today. Cashed out.
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Who is it?
Hey, turn the f***ing TV down.
Who is it?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, it's your neighbor.
My member?
Your neighbor, you dumb s***.
This is the neighbor?
Yeah, your neighbor, the one, the paper you've been stealing. My paper.
Your paper?
Yes, my newspaper, every morning that comes to my house, and you come over and take it and bring it to your house?
Your paper?
It's 50 cents every day, and I pay for the goddamn paper.
I take your paper?
Yeah, you take my paper.
Why?
I don't know why. That's why I'm calling you. I'm trying to find out why the hell you do something like that.
Why you know that? Why you know I take it?
Yeah, I know you take it. You want me to kick your ass?
Why you know I take it?
Yeah, you stop taking my paper, otherwise I'm going to kick some ass.
Oh!
I want you to go get the paper right now and read it to me, because I don't know what the hell's going on in the world, because I don't have a frickin' paper.
Motherfucker, fucker, shit, bitch!
Hey! You don't talk to me like that!
What's that, guy?
You
want trouble, right?
What?
You want trouble, right?
You want some trouble?
You want trouble!
If you want trouble, I've got...
Don't talk to me again, kid!
I got trouble right here waiting for you! You bring my f***ing paper home now! And then you'll see... And then you'll see trouble!
Yeah!
Hey, you know what? You wrap that f***ing paper up back the way it was and you get it right outside right now! And you know what? I'll meet you right in between our yards and we're going to
battle!
I'm going to throw some s*** down!
Hello?
Hello?
What are you calling?
Why are you trying to change your voice?
What are you calling?
I know who this is. I just want to get my newspaper back on a regular basis, all right?
You want a newspaper?
Yeah, I want my newspaper back.
Yeah, just come in my house,
and
okay?
I'm tired of playing with you. You don't want me in your house.
Come in
my house
now.
Because I'll tear that thing apart.
Police, come in my house now!
You want me to come over there?
Yeah!
Kick your ass, I'll take my newspaper.
Yeah!
I can be over there in 2 seconds.
All right.
All right.
I just wait for you.
Okay.
In the house, now.
Okay, yeah, let's go.
Come in now.
Okay, you keep the door unlocked and I'll walk right in there.
Just come in 5 minutes now.
Okay, no, not 5 minutes. I'm coming over right now.
All right, come in.
Okay, let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Come on.
Let's get it on.
All right, come in.
All right, here I come.
All right, come in.
Okay,
now.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
I just wait for you, okay?
Okay.
I've ready everything.
Okay, you ready?
5 minutes now. If you not come in, I just call police.
And thing number three today is last things, because it's the last thing. I found these facts about last things of people and things and stuff pretty interesting, so I thought it'd be nice to share a few of them with you, my dear listeners. Check these out. The last member of the famous Bonaparte family, Jerome Napoleon Bonaparte, died in 1945 of injuries sustained from tripping over his dog's leash. Cleopatra was the last of the Ptolemies to rule Egypt. When she committed suicide in 30 BC, Rome annexed Egypt as a province. On July 23, 1952, the military overthrew the government of King Farouk, and although he never reigned, his 17-year-old son succeeded him and became the last king of Egypt. George I, King of England from 1714 to 1727, was a German prince who succeeded to the throne at the age of 54. He could neither write nor speak the English language. Adrian II, 867 to 872, was the last married Catholic pope. He was actually married before he came pope, but refused to adopt celibacy or give up his wife when he ascended the papal throne. The last Venetian doge, Lodovico Manin, retired in 1797, and the last Genoese doge in 1804. The doges were chief magistrates in the ancient constitutions of Venice and Genoa, and the first doge of Venice was appointed 697 with absolute power, which was modified much later in 1297, and from his accession dates Venice's prominence in history. The last novel published by Agatha Christie was Murder from the Past. She wrote it around 1940, but specified in her will that it was to be published after her death. She died in 1976. The last line ever spoken by Marilyn Monroe on the silver screen was, "How do you find your way back in the dark?" The line is from the 1961 film The Misfits with Clark Gable. She died in 1962. Italian violin maker Antonio Stradivarius of Cremona made his finest instruments after 1700. His last surviving instrument was dated 1737, the year of his death. Jonathan Walker, in 1844, was the last person branded in the U.S. as punishment for a crime. He had the initials SS branded into the palm of his right hand as punishment for helping American slaves escape to the Bahamas. The charge against him, however, was slave stealing. U.S. astronaut Eugene Cernan is the last person to set foot on the moon in December of 1972. The last words spoken from the moon so far were from Eugene Cernan, commander of the Apollo 17 mission on 11 December 1972. "As we leave the moon at Taurus Littrow, we leave as we came, and, God willing, we shall return with peace and hope for all mankind." Nice words. Writers and wordsmiths can be very, very creative with their last words. Here are a few of those. "Here am I, dying of 100 good symptoms." Alexander Pope, writer, death, May 30th, 1744. "I am about to, or I am going to, die." Either expression is correct. Dominique Bouhours, French grammarian, death, 1702. "Either that wallpaper goes, or I do." Oscar Wilde, writer, died November 30, 1900. "I've had 18 straight whiskeys. I think that's the record." Dylan Thomas, poet, death, 1953. "Go away, I'm all right." That was H.G. Wells, famous novelist, who died in 1946. And the last of the last things is the fear of being last. That's telesophobia. And that's that for thing number three, the last thing in the show today. And it's time for the GWOD, Grandiloquent Word of the Day, today, June 30th, 2006. The word today is xylophobia. It is a noun. It is spelled X-Y-L-O-P-H-O-B-I-A. It is from the Greek xulo or xulon, meaning wood, and the English suffix phobia, meaning fear. It is an abnormal, persistent fear of things made of wood and forests and woods. That would be rather difficult, I'd think, especially for the person in the following sentence using the word. It's a lucky job Goldilocks didn't suffer from xylophobia, else she would never have found that comfy bed. Xylophobia. I'm glad I don't suffer from it either. I really like my big old wooden desk. So there is your GWOD for the day today. It was a good one. You should read more of them. Hey, I know. Try the Grandiloquent Dictionary online. The link is on the homepage, threethings.podomatic.com. Xylophobia. Nothing to do with xylophones. Unless, of course, you're afraid of xylophones, then it has everything to do with them. Xylophobia. And that's that for today's show. As always, I hope you were entertained or educated or any other nice thing that starts with an E. This is where I usually say something like, I was your PJ Jenna, and join me next week, but now for something completely different. But only for a week. For this week, I shall say this. Join me, Jenna, your ever-loving PJ, week after next, for the next episode of Three Things, because on July 7th, the date of the next scheduled episode, I'm going to be in California, picking up my Marine daughter to come home. She has given 4 years to the Marine Corps. And now it's time to partay. With Mom and Uncle Mal. Can you say, road trip?
Road trip.
This is going to be fun. I hope you all have as much fun in your lives as I will next week. And I hope to see you again on Friday, July 14th, 2006, for the next episode of Three Things. Happy birthday, America. Until next we meet, do everyone, including you, a huge favor. Forgive yourself and be very, very happy. Good day.
Oh, crap! Ah, damn it!
Ah, crap!
Ah, crap!
Ah, crap!
Ah, crap!
What the hell do you think you're doing?
All in all, I say we've been very lucky around here. Nothing to do now but wait for orders from the authorities and relax.
Sometimes I wish God would give me a Holy Ghost machine gun. I'll blow your head off.
Nip it in the bud!
We're getting screwed.
The subject was booked under Section 601, in danger of leading an idle, dissolute, or immoral life.
You use your tongue prettier than a $20 whore.
I have something to say. It's better to burn out than to fade away.
Cut it out!
Go on! Leave! Get out!
Goodbye, you lazy, pig-nosed, rubber-faced bastard.
This disc will self-destruct in 5 seconds.
It's dead, Jim.
We didn't do anything like that.
Scotty, beat me up.